John chapter 4.
The Pharisees heard that Jesus was making more followers and immersing more people than John. Jesus was really not the one who performed the immersion. His followers did it. When Jesus learned of this, he left Judea and went back to the land of Galilee. Jesus needed to go through the land of Samaria. He came to a town in Samaria called Sychar. It was near the property which Jacob had given to Joseph, his son. Jacob's well was there. Jesus was tired because of traveling, so he sat down for a while at the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to get some water. Jesus said to her, "Please, give me a drink of water." His followers had gone into town to buy some food. The Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "You are a Jewish man, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink of water?" Jewish people don't want to associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew about God's gift and who I really am, you would ask me to give you a drink of living water." The woman said to Jesus, "Mister, you don't even have a bucket, and the well is deep. Where are you going to get this living water? You are not greater than Jacob, our ancestor, are you? Jacob's flocks and herds, his sons, and Jacob himself drank from this well. He gave it to us." Jesus answered her, "Any person who drinks this water will become thirsty again. But if anyone drinks the water which I will give him, he will never be thirsty again. The water which I give him will become a spring inside him, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to Jesus, "Mister, give me some of this water so that I won't get thirsty and I won't have to come back here again and again to get water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband, then come back here." The woman answered him, "I don't have a husband." Jesus said to her, "So true. You have had 5 husbands, and the man you have now is not your husband. You spoke the truth." The woman said to him, "Sir, I now understand that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where people must worship." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the time is coming when you won't worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans are worshipping that which you don't understand, but we Jews are worshipping what we know. Salvation comes from the Jewish people. But the time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the true spiritual way. The Father is searching for this kind of people to worship him. God is spirit. The people who worship God must worship him in the true way and with the right spirit." The woman said to Jesus, "I know that the Messiah, the one called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will tell us about everything." Jesus said to her, "I am the one." Just then Jesus' followers came. They were amazed that Jesus was talking with a woman. However, not one of them asked, "What do you want? Or why are you talking with her?" Then the woman left her water bucket and went back into town. This is what she said to people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I've ever done. He must be the Messiah." So they left town, and they were coming to him. Meanwhile, Jesus' followers were encouraging Jesus to eat something. They said, "Rabbi, eat." But Jesus said to them, "I have food to eat which you don't know about." The followers said to one another, "No one brought Jesus anything to eat, did they?" Jesus said to them, "I must obey what God wants. He sent me. I must finish his work. That is food for me. You say 4 months more and then the time for harvest comes. But listen, I am telling you to look up and see the fields. They are ready for harvest now. The person who gathers the harvest receives his pay. He gathers the crops for eternal life. The person who plants and the person who gathers will be happy at the same time. This saying is true. One person plants and another person gathers. I sent you to gather the harvest for which you have not worked. Other men worked hard, but you are gaining from their work." Many Samaritan people in that city believed in Jesus because of the woman's word. She testified, "He He told me everything I ever did." When the Samaritan men came to Jesus, they were begging him to stay with them. Jesus stayed there for 2 days. Many more people believed because of Jesus' message. They said to the woman, "We believe not only because of what you said, but also because we ourselves have heard Jesus. We know that he is truly the Savior of the world." After 2 days, Jesus left there to go to the land of Galilee. Jesus himself said that this was true. A prophet is not accepted in his own hometown. When he came to Galilee, the people of Galilee welcomed him. They had seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the Passover festival. They also went to the feast. Again, Jesus went to the town of Cana in Galilee, where he had changed the water into wine. There was a government official there. He had a son who was sick in the town of Capernaum. This man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from the land of Judea. The man came to Jesus and begged him to go down to Capernaum and heal his son. The son was about to die. Jesus said to the man, "You people must see proofs from God and miracles, or you will never believe." The government official said to Jesus, "Lord, please go down to Capernaum before my little boy dies." Jesus answered him, "Go, your son lives." The man believed. He took Jesus at his word and left. While the man was going down to Capernaum, his servants met him. They said, "Your child lives." Then the man began asking them questions about the exact time when the boy got better. They answered, "The fever left him yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon." The father knew that this was the exact time when Jesus had said, "Your son lives." The man and his whole family believed. This was the second proof that Jesus performed after he came to Galilee from the land of Judea.